Things are not always as they appear.
But I still don't understand why you put the child through this.
And always in. You're the reason I was born.
Hold on. I saw all of this through the lens of how she looks now.
Yeah.
This poor girl was a little girl. She's a child. She's like a teen.
She wasn't a child.
How old is she? She's not a child in this?
She was lied to by her mom about how old she was.
Oh my gosh.
So she was actually a grown adult in her 20s and told that she's like 10 or 11 or 12 or something like that.
My gosh.
And then the mom is
tricked her into thinking she was sick.
Into
right?
thinking yeah. that she was sick and she couldn't walk even. So she never walked. She was in a wheelchair. And then her mom somehow manipulated doctors into getting like heavy medication. So she was medicated. She had crazy surgeries. It's
this
nuts.
Is a sickness.
So this Bruh. Is
of the highest order.
This is what dark. It looked like. That's her mom in the red.
Well, her boyfriend looks super young. Go ahead. Play the video.
Dee Dee Blanchard is the mom.
Okay. So this is the mom.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard lived in Springfield, Missouri with her mother, Dee Dee. They moved there after Hurricane Katrina destroyed their home in 2005. According to Dee Dee, Gypsy suffered from multiple ailments, including muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, severe asthma, chromosomal defects, sleep apnea, leukemia, and much more.
Jeez Louise.
Habitat for Humanity built them a handicapped accessible home because of Gypsy's disabilities. They said she was confined to a wheelchair.
And so everybody gathered around them and would try to help them out as much as possible.
The message was posted to Dee Dee's Facebook. It read,
"The bitch is dead."
I instantly took it as their Facebook account had gotten hacked.
Then we saw the second one.
I f***ing slashed that fat pig and her sweet innocent daughter. Her scream was so f***ing loud, LOL.
We circled the house, knocked on all the doors and windows.
Kim called 911. The police shouldn't enter the house without a warrant, but then that didn't stop David from climbing through a window. Inside, he saw nothing amiss. All the lights had been turned off. The search warrant didn't come through until 10:45 that night. The police found Dee Dee's body in the bedroom. She'd been and had been dead for several days, but there was no sign of Gypsy.
Breaking news, the body of 48-year-old Claudinia Blanchard has been found.
Gypsy is still missing this morning.
As the police were sorting things out, a lay woodsman, Gypsy's friend, approached them. She revealed that Gypsy had told her about a secret online boyfriend. His name was Nicholas, a 24-year-old from Wisconsin.
Whoa, hold on. He looked way younger than 24.
The two had met on a Christian dating site.
Darkness.
So there was Christian?
And you might meet a ride or die on a Christian dating site too.
Yo. People do some crazy things for the Lord. If they, you know, if they think they're doing it for the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, and the crusades have entered the chat. The police also put a trace on the Facebook post to Dee Dee's account. The IP address was registered to Nicholas in Big Bend, Wisconsin. June 15th, a team of officers and were dispatched to his house. The standoff was brief. Nick quickly surrendered. Luckily enough, Gypsy was with him, unharmed and excellent health. Relief flooded everyone, at least for a moment.
The truth is, okay, I'll admit it. I did actually stab her.
Did Gypsy know that you were going to kill her mother?
Honestly, she asked me to.
Okay.
This is a tragic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's why she was in prison.
Tragic event, surrounded by mystery and public deception. Gypsy can walk without assistance or a wheelchair, and she can do that very well.
Now,
okay,
along
that, that was Gypsy. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Investigation into Dee Dee's. Authorities are also looking into what appears to be a financial scheme.
Things are not always as they appear.
It turns out Dee Dee had been lying to friends and doctors about Gypsy's health for years. She would change doctors or move towns when people started to get suspicious.
Mm. Basically, each one of these paperclips is some medical record where Dee Dee essentially lied to the doctor about something.
Dee Dee had been routinely medicating Gypsy for numerous false illnesses, going as far as to have a feeding tube surgically attached to her stomach. Some interventions were surgical. Gypsy's eye muscles were repeatedly operated on for alleged weakness.
My gosh.
Tubes were put in her ears for alleged ear infections. She was given a feeding tube and ate very little by mouth, surviving on cans of meal replacement Pediasure. Well into her 20s.
Analyzing all the facts, and after talking to a previous pediatrician, there's a strong possibility of Munchausen by proxy.
Munchausen by proxy involves a caregiver who either feigns or actually induces illness in her children, and her goal is some kind of emotional gratification.
I don't know why these procedures were done or how her mother was able to convince the doctors. Mind-boggling is the only way I can put her ability to manipulate people.
With all the medical evidence of abuse against Gypsy by Dee Dee, Gypsy's lawyers were able to work out a plea deal. She pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and received a minimum sentence of 10 years. Nicholas is scheduled to go on trial in November as pleading not guilty to all charges.
Okay.
I think he got life in prison.
Jeez. Okay, so apparently she's doing like a press tour now.
Is she?
Yeah, that's what people are saying, is that she's kind of hitting this circuit. She's doing a press tour. I mean, this entire thing is extremely tragic.
Her first post is from 12 weeks ago. Today is World Mental Health Day. If you are experiencing mental health crisis or struggling, So then her second post is her recording from prison.
After a lifetime of silence, I finally get to use my voice to share my story and speak my truth. I'm a survivor of relentless child abuse. This docuseries chronicles my quest to expose the hidden parts of my life that have never been revealed till now.
So she posted this how many weeks ago?
This was 1 week ago. Or no, this is October.
Okay, see if we could find any of her interviews since. I'm just kind of curious on, like, obviously she's now on Instagram. She's free. She served her time. She got 8 million, 7 million on...
First selfie from freedom.
7, 8 million on Instagram, a couple million on TikTok.
She's got 7.9 million followers on Instagram.
So it seems like people are really... Munchausen syndrome survivor.
I have a past of sexual abuse. So I was... When I was 9 by my grandfather, in my relationship with Nick, there was some sexual abuse coming from a place where never had a sex life. I never felt safe. It was like being used and abused. With Ryan, he didn't say, oh, we have to have sex the first night. It was like, if you want to, let it happen naturally. Because I was like trying to plan everything. And I was so nervous. I'm like, what happens if he doesn't like the way I look? Or, you know, I'm nervous. You know, the murder just happens again and again and again in my mind. I'm free physically, but I'm not free from the trauma.
Gypsy, welcome to the Vile Files. You were abused, then you were in prison. Mm-hmm. And now you're an instant celebrity.
I'm reprogramming myself, and it takes a minute. I don't think I'm like my mother at all. I try actively not to be. You know, I'm not going to get into graphic details, but it was disgusting. How could you?
No doctors were held accountable.
I thought that I was going to die. Like, I thought that I was a doctor.
Yeah, I think to me the most tragic thing is, like, how can something like this happen with medical institutions involved? But then again, this is why a lot of people are questioning medical institutions.
Oh, yeah.
Right? This is why a lot of people are, quote unquote, questioning the experts and if they could be manipulated like this.
They're just freestyling.
They're just winging it. Like, seemingly, right? They're just winging it. I think clearly wrong, right? I don't know if we got to say this, Zach. I think it's bad. Obviously, she shouldn't have done that. I think she knows that. Hopefully, that's the tone I'm kind of getting for her. But at the same time, you're also dealing with someone that's like extremely victimized, you know, and probably not in her right frame of mind. And I'm guessing what happened is she started finding out that all this was fake and she wasn't sick, and then met a guy and then snapped.
So do you think that she has a big following because it's that, like, if you're gonna kill somebody, this is the time to do it?
I think people are probably empathetic for why it happened.
It's that like everyone kind of wants to die type of energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think there's also a strong overlap between the true crime stuff.
Oh, super.
Yeah. You know, like that whole podcast world.
But there's someone that's actually alive that they can follow that
they
like. But
now there's someone alive and now you can get all the juicy details, what led her to do such a crazy thing.
That makes sense.
She's here to tell the story. People have a fascination with murderers and people like that. I don't think it's technically self-defense. The reason why she was found guilty, from my understanding, is that as they dug away, they found that this was premeditated. So you can't do premeditated self-defense. Like, that's not how it works. Self-defense is there's imminent threat to your life, and to prevent your life being taken, you use equal force to take someone else's life. That's what self-defense is.
I'll make a case.
Okay.
She is technically being poisoned every single day.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming she's still not being poisoned, right?
No. I'm saying when she got, her mom got killed, I think she was still being poisoned.
Yeah. Was she?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. I mean, think about it. Like, what is she gonna? She can't move out. She's too frail. She can't walk. Uh-huh. She's pretty much a captive.
Uh-huh. So she meets this boy and tells him to.
Yeah, and so homeboy pulls up, and if she rebelled against her mom, and her mom is already doing this dark stuff to her physically, you could argue that the mom might go crazy and do something to her to not be caught, because she moves cities every time that a doctor became suspicious. So what if her daughter became suspicious? Then she would have to, like, she couldn't keep up the fraud. I'm saying.
You're playing devil's advocate.
That's not even devil's advocate. I think she was having ongoing bodily harm.
But to the point of death, though?
She was dying. Maybe that's why she's also saying I was dying in that clip. I mean, she 100%, like, if you're medicating yourself, like, if someone's medicating you and poisoning you, that's great. That's great bodily harm.
Crystal Mary made a great point, though. She said if she had the means to communicate with her boyfriend on a dating site, she definitely had the means to reach out to the police for help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some vigilante vibes.
Yeah. Right? 100%.
Yeah. You don't want to go through the proper channels and authorities to deal with this.
So
legally.
I was just making a case for possible self-defense in the world where there are no police.
I like how, shout out to Crystal Mary. So I got the illest chat. She just shut your whole thing down. Did she go looking for her someone to murder mom? Just did. I think the way it sounds is like she put the boyfriend up to do it. Here's my thing. So someone said that she was on The View saying that murder wrong.
Yeah.
And The View was disagreeing with her.
Oh, wow.
And so
The View.
I think it's this fascination with the story, but also. When is it okay to color outside the lines, right? Like, when is it okay to color out? So I think people, believe it or not, have this thing where they know something is
yeah,
but I'm right. I'm cool with it, right?
That's crazy.
I mean, think about the psychology around the unborn, right? Like, most people know what they're doing,
yeah,
but they'll sit there and entertain you and say, well, it's not a sentient being. Well, it doesn't have consciousness. Well, it hasn't taken its first breath. Well, in this religion, they say it's okay. And so I think maybe, this is just my opinion, but maybe the fascination with this is connected to our need to find the exception to the rule. We know it's wrong. However, we're going to find the exception to the rule and then prop up the story while she's sitting here telling you, no, what I did was wrong. It wasn't okay.
Yeah.
And people are like, what was it really wrong?
That still lives in her conscience.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if the outward perception is like, well, you're kind of justified. She's like, it's like, murder still has the impact of any type of murder, regardless of whether you do it or not. Which is also why, like...
Well, technically, self-defense isn't murder, it's killing. There's a difference between murder and killing.
But that's what I'm saying, is that, like, she went to prison for murder and self-defense. But even self-defense scenarios, like... A lot of people have some sort of trauma that they experience after self-defense.
Sure.
100% justified, but it still doesn't feel nice taking someone's life.
Right, right. Yeah, that's dark, man. Well, you know, I hope ultimately that she heals. I hope ultimately that she finds restoration. It seems like she's done her time, so I don't think there's a need to, like, beat her up for doing what she's clearly acknowledged is wrong and went to prison for. Mm-hmm. Right? There's no need, I think, to beat her up over this. I just hope that she... gets healing, ultimately, that she finds Jesus, you know, gets realigned. If she grew up Christian, I don't know why she was on a Christian dating thing. Maybe she is Christian, was Christian. I'm not sure how
that works. She's not Christian anymore, that's for sure.
Why do you say that?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you grew up Christian, like, that type of Christian, that'd be scarring.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, that's the type you,
yeah. You're like, peace out. So hopefully there's some sort of reconciliation there.
Yeah.
We see, according to the Bible, that prayer is extremely important in terms of us being transformed from the inside out when we get aligned with God's will. For the Christians watching this channel, I want you guys to implement these spiritual disciplines in your day-to-day life. And the only way I've been able to do this consistently is through writing down my prayers in a prayer journal that does a few things. One, it allows me to reflect and come to God humbly and ask Him to move on my behalf. And two, it allows me to document my prayers, which ultimately helped me remember the very things that I was praying for and see the hand of God tangibly in my life when He answers them. So I would urge you, consider writing down your prayers. It could be in a blank notebook. It could even be on your phone. Or you could check out the one I personally designed and used for my own quiet time and spiritual discipline that I think will be a huge blessing. It's the exact structure and system that I've used for years to pray and be more consistent in my spiritual disciplines. You can pick yours up today by clicking the link in the pinned comment below. All right, I'll see you over there. Peace.